When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Although things are going to change next year, we're going to move across the street. There are a few things with the New York Yankees that never change. That's pride, it's tradition, and most of all, we have the greatest fans in the world.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Okay.
Crying loud.
No, you didn't. All right. KM to 2 a.m. This is my last hour. 877-337-6666. It's wide open. We're talking about everything. I'm still in here watching the Yankees, and I'm about to watch this stupid eighth, ninth inning. Whatever. It's one loss. We'll forget about it in 2 days. And they're about to hit the road, and I'm very interested to see what they look like against the Guardians. I'm also very interested to see what the Mets look like against the Braves. This is a game that starts very early. Like, for my schedule, like, some days I'm not up and moving till like 11 a.m. after these 2 a.m. shows. This starts at 12:20. I'm actually going to Paterson, New Jersey. I actually got to check out the GPS, how long it's going to take me to drive there and everything. I'm going to Paterson, New Jersey today for the Muth Museum ribbon cutting. They have created a Negro Leagues museum next to the Hinchcliffe Stadium Negro League ballpark that's been restored. Shout out to Andre, the mayor over there. Just going to pop in, see what it looks like, and probably make a little TikTok reel. Just show support for what they're doing over there in my home state. I think it's cool. But then I probably will slide out around 12. Get in the car, turn on 880, listen to the Mets game. The Mets were rained out again today. How many games have they been rained out now? Three? The game will be made up on September 26th, but it just changed this series where I was talking about, hey, you took the first game, and you had no business taking that first game. You were down 4-0. And even the second game, you know, I heard Evan call it a moral victory today. I always think about the Jay-Z quote where he's like, moral victories are for minor league coaches. What's the other bar? And Ye already told you we major, you cockroaches. That's from So Appalled from Kanye West, My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. Anyway, hip-hop. It changes the series because it was a four-game set where you started off taking that first game. And even the second game that they went up 6-0, you fought and came back, where it gave you some belief that, all right, maybe we could split the series. But now it's a 3-game series. Now you have a rubber match because of the rain again, Mother Nature stepping in again. And I don't know, Mets fans, tell me how you feel. I feel like when you're expecting the play and the rain comes in, it kind of pushes it, kicks the can down the road. It kind of makes it like less hype, less intense. Baseball is a sport where you're supposed to play every day, and we wait so long to get it. And when you're not playing every day, it's kind of like womp, 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 whatever. Oh, something I didn't do today is talk about Jackson Holliday, Matt Holliday's kid, prodigy. You knew it wasn't going to be long for them to call him up. And here we are 13 games in, they call him up. And the much anticipated debut, I don't know if you guys saw the video online of Jackson Holliday learning, you know, call your dad, let him know that you're going up to the big leagues. I don't think they send this kid back down. I think this kid already, I was watching his glove. He had an RBI. Let me go to the box score. This is going to be a problem, Yankee fans. The Baltimore Orioles, they've got a lot of young talent. They just added another top pick, number one pick, and he's going to be around for a while. He's not going anywhere. I saw Bleacher Report walk-off posted, tonight's Orioles starting lineup features five of their own first-round draft picks: Adley Rutschman, Ryan Mountcastle, Colton Cowser, Jordan Westberg, and Jackson Holliday. And I say that these kids are going to be a problem because now they have new ownership where if these kids are ballers, they're going to pay them. Their last owner was basically telling fans, oh, we'd have to raise the prices of tickets by so much, we're never going to be able to pay them. No, Cal Ripken and his new ownership group, they're ready to pay these guys. So the Orioles take on Boston, and Yankee fans that are paying attention to the standings, Boston being ahead of the Orioles, the big bad Orioles, well, that just flipped tonight. The Orioles are now in second place. They beat Boston 7-5, and young Jackson Holliday played second base. He was in the lineup. Where'd he bat? He batted ninth. He did have an RBI, but he went over. And I just look at these guys as like they have a lot of young talent. These kids sometimes they're too young to even know, too naive to even realize what's going on. They're 7-4. Once they get going, it's going to be interesting. I plan on going down there to Camden Yards. That first week, I actually got to, that just reminded me to do something right now. Tap in with the radio station down there. I plan on going to that series in Baltimore at least for a game. And I haven't been to Camden Yards in years. I want to see what that series looks like, right? The big bad Yankees, the big bad dogs going down to Birdland to see what the Orioles got. That first one should be good. And I think it is a series that starts like late April into May. And if you're going, hit me up. 877-337-6666. So I talked a little bit about the Mets coming up here against the Braves. Talked about this Yankee game and just turning the page. I did mention that the Guardians are a first-place team as well. The Guardians had the opposite vibes, right? The Yankees couldn't get it done late with the game on the line, with runners on. They folded. Well, the Guardians were able to beat the 2-10 White Sox, walking them off, getting it done. And don't look now. Our old pal Josh Naylor, he's hitting home runs. He's batting over 300. Stephen Kwan is another one batting over 300. They got a good leadoff hitter down there. You already know about Jose Ramirez. And the Guardians are a little pesky bunch. They're a team that could give the Yankees some trouble this weekend if the Yankees don't go in there with the right mentality. But I think they will. I always think that getting on the road sometimes is what you need. They just had a good little homestand. Two losses in the homestand, whatever. But they took both series. And now they'll go on the road, and the Yankee fans travel. I'm sure there'll be Yankee fans in Ohio to see them face the Guardians. I'm sure there'll be Yankee fans trying to take over Progressive Field. And I think they'll answer the bell. Little rematch of the 2022 ALDS, completely different teams. I was looking at Tim Anderson out there. When I was at the game Tuesday, I was sitting in 124 for a little bit behind the Marlins dugout, and Tim Anderson was throwing baseballs to fans. And I was standing up, and I was like, Jackie, Jackie. I remember being at the Yankees-White Sox series. I was in Legends when that little fake fight broke out after Tim Anderson had something to say because Josh Donaldson was calling him Jackie Robinson. I remember I had a take on that online that went crazy. I had people calling in the WFAN on that. I had a take on MLB Network on Off Base. I think people thought just because I'm a black guy, I was going to be offended that Josh Donaldson called him Jackie. Nah, I knew the backstory. I thought it was absolutely ridiculous when that Sports Illustrated article came out with Tim Anderson comparing himself to Jackie Robinson because he threw a bat against the Royals. Not a bat flip, a bat chuck. And he said, yeah, you know, I'm the new Jackie Robinson. You know, I'm breaking barriers down to fun in the game. You know, I'm bringing fun to the game. Shut up, bro. Do not compare yourself to Jackie Robinson. What Jackie Robinson had to go through, what Jackie Robinson had to endure just to play, right? The type of things that he had to go through just to travel and go certain places, eating in different restaurants from the team, them having to hide him. The words, the slurs, the things that he had to hear as he played and still went out there and balled. I couldn't believe that Tim Anderson. I'm like, obviously Tim Anderson hasn't done any research or read any books or watched any movies and really heard about Jackie. He wouldn't make light of it comparing himself to Jackie Robinson for having fun. You're not the only one having fun in the game. But yeah, Jackie Robinson, he's way different than Tim Anderson. Tim Anderson ain't even good. Tim Anderson barely got signed. And so I see him in Yankee Stadium. I'm having flashbacks to Josh Donaldson. Josh Donaldson's getting paid $6 million this year to sit at home. And John Birdie is playing third base for the Yankees. Fine. It is what it is. I don't think Josh Donaldson fits with this clubhouse. I don't think Josh Donaldson's personality rocks with the personality of the guys that they have in there now. They figured that out. But anyway, after the Yankees go to Cleveland to face the Guardians, they run it right back with the Toronto Blue Jays in Toronto. Looking forward to that. As I said before, with Stroman opening up the homestand, he had obviously opening day, and then he pitched last night. And honestly, those are, you know, two losses. He doesn't take the loss on the first one, but he's got the loss tonight. The matchup coming up for probables with the Yankees, it's Clark Schmidt versus Carlos Cookie Carrasco. Mets fans are very familiar with him. He's back in Cleveland. Luis Gil will play the second game. Will pitch the second game against Tristan McKenzie. And then Nestor Cortez against Logan Allen. Should be some good games. Friday at 6:30, Saturday at 5, Sunday at 12:30, as the Yankees are on the road against the Guards. What else did I have here? 877-337-6666, as I see the call starting to come back in. We sprinkled in some talk around the Jets, the Giants, and the draft. I finally got to talking about Jackson Holliday and the Orioles. Oh, yeah. The Yankees, as they were leaning in to the whole dogs thing, I don't know if you guys saw the fighting wiener dogs, how they honored the Yankees and how they sent the Yankees jerseys. And, you know, it's funny. Like, the Yankees are leaning into this whole dogs thing, and Rizzo and Judge both have dogs. So the Sioux Falls Stampede, the fighting wiener dogs, they sent them jerseys, and the Yankees put out a whole tweet with, like, giving them the jerseys. And I was thinking today, I think I said this on the radio, like, when I was coming out of Tampa, it's like a weird thing, right? It's like a foreshadowing, or I don't know. I always say the universe never unconnects. When I was coming out of Tampa in the airport, once I got through security, you know, if you've ever been to spring training in the airport, once you get, I hate how their security is, like, in that little, like, corner, whatever. But, like, I'm waiting for my wife to go to the bathroom, and I'm just chilling with my son, and I spot Judge's mom is famous after 62. She was on the screen for, like, 2 months. I spot Judge's mom, and she's got two dogs with her. And then out of the bathroom comes Judge's wife. And I'm like, nobody noticed them. But I'm like, look at Judge's mom and his wife bringing the dogs home. And this is before any of the dog stuff started. This is before Verdugo started barking. This is before anything. And I'm with my son. And my son has this little Wubba Nub. It's a Wubba Nub is the brand. But it's really a pacifier, Binky type thing. It's a little stuffed animal dog with a pinstripe Yankees jersey on. I'm like, that was, like, now looking back on that, that was not even a month ago. It was like 3-4 weeks ago. The dog theme was right there in front of me. I had no idea. Let's go to Mason and Mount Olive on the fan. What's up, Mason?
What up, Keith? Hope you're doing well. I just wanted to ask what your biggest takeaways were from this awesome start.
My biggest takeaways from this awesome start, these guys like playing baseball with each other. These guys are having fun. They have a chip on their shoulder. They look like the Yankees again. They look like they want to go out there and dominate. They look like they want to go out there and have a little bit of swag and energy and mojo about them. They're loving the interaction with the fans. I mean, Soto over there in right field. I made a comment the other day about the judges' chambers. I'm like, nah, that's Soto's spot now. And Soto looks like he's been here for a long time. He fits right in. It seems like he's been here for years. He's only been here for a couple weeks. So my biggest takeaways are the chemistry with the team, the personnel and the personalities, not just Juan Soto, but Verdugo, Stroman. It's good to see Rodon stand up. It's good to see Nestor stand up. I knew these guys could do it. It's good to see even Luis Gil, young guy, fighting for his respect. Clark Schmidt in his second year. You know, Judge hasn't even gotten going, but you stack the deck around Aaron Judge, Giancarlo Stanton shows up, and Verdugo shows up, and Volpe shows up. And we'll see what they do with this leadoff spot with Volpe. I say, oh, you did it now. You changed it. We know Glaver's not a leadoff hitter. No reason to go back to him. I think you leave Volpe there. Even when DJ comes, don't start DJ off with the pressure of being the leadoff hitter. I think the vibes around the Yankees, they're winning. We expect them to win. They're winning series. They have a chip on their shoulder. They're putting last year far into the rear view, and we expect this team to be in the postseason. We expect this team to compete with everybody. And when you show up to Yankee Stadium, the fans are alive, the fans are happy, the fans are behind this team, and, you know, everything seems right again.
I love your point about Soto, about how you feel like he's been here for years, because that's been my biggest takeaway with the Yankee lineup. It feels like he's been here for, you know, 3, 4, 5 years, and he's had time to rub off his plate approach on these guys.
Yeah, not just the fan stuff.
It was overnight.
His at-bats, man. I was a little disappointed that, you know, all right, so that last at-bat when he called time and the pitch got thrown, and then it was a 3-1 count. He kind of stole one right there. He was looking for a walk. I think I saw Salicato even tweet out, like, Soto can't be looking for a walk there. I agreed, because I'm like, you know Judge is coming up behind you, and Judge has been cold. Like, we need a knock,
exactly,
man.
Yeah.
And you can put bat to ball. We saw you do it in this game. Volpe scored. Like, man, like, we needed something there. We needed another run or two. Don't put it all on Judge. Judge has been cold. I don't know. That wasn't a time, in my opinion, to get your on-base percentage up trying to get a walk and load the bases for Judge. Juan Soto, though, looks very comfortable in Yankee Stadium.
I fully agree with that, too. I think he looks right at home. I think that should be his home for hopefully the next, you know, 9, 10 years. But, no, I definitely agree. With Judge struggling, that was not the right approach to take, looking for a walk. You're down, what, 3 runs, 4 runs? That was not the right approach, especially with Judge struggling. I listened to Evan and Tiki as well, and they mentioned that this lineup is now Judge-proof. You don't need hero ball from Aaron Judge 100 out of 162 games. Like, you can get by without him, and so that's where we needed Soto to step up and play that hero ball. So
right. I would rather see him try to win it than passing the baton there. We didn't have too many outs left, you know? We were down to our final out.
Yeah, exactly. We didn't have time to waste there. So, no, I'm glad that you and I see things the same way, and I hope things keep rolling this way in Yankee land.
I think they will. Thanks for the call, Mason. I'm excited for it to get warmer. I'm excited for the promotional giveaways. I'm excited to go back to the stadium more. I got 3 games under my belt. I said I'm going for 40 this year. It'll happen. And I just expect them to keep winning. I expect them to keep developing the chemistry. And, you know, that's why, like, with the Volpe thing, I just felt like they didn't have to do that this last game. Yeah, you know, I think it was Brian who called from Connecticut to kind of challenge me on it. Like, what, you want Gleyber Torres there? No, I'm not saying I want Gleyber Torres there, but I didn't have a choice. Gleyber Torres has been the leadoff hitter the whole season. So why change it today to get Gleyber Torres going? It didn't work. He didn't get going. They lost the game. And I just feel like, changing stuff to change it for the sake of changing it, I don't believe in that. I believe in consistency being key. I believe in, like, habits. The Yankees lead the league in different lineups. I believe guys get into a rhythm and a flow, like knowing who they're batting in front of and behind. And I don't know. They kind of jumped the gun after Boone told us the day before that, in 10 years we'll look down the line and, yeah, he'll be at the top of the lineup. 877-337-6666. It's fine, but you lost the game, and he wasn't effective. Well, Torres wasn't effective. So what you claim that you set out to do with putting Volpe in the leadoff spot, it didn't exactly get Gleyber Torres going. All right, what else do I got? It's quiet out here, bro. I got 30 minutes left. And we're coming up on a break. I do want to fill in the blanks, though, before we go to a break. Man, I did want to play the call from DJ Mr. C. DJ Mr. C passed yesterday. And it's just a crazy thing because, you know, he's a celebrity. He's an icon in hip-hop, in New York, and in radio. And he was listening to my audition, my first night on The Fan. I never actually got to meet him. Obviously, I was aware of him. But he went out of his way that night to call on The Fan to kind of, you know, give me a boost, give me some words of encouragement. And when that hit today, I was just like, wow, RIP Mr. C. You know, life is short, man. And I try to live every day. You know, I try to do everything I can, be everywhere I can, You know, I just came off a weekend where people were like, bro, you're going nonstop. I'm like, yeah, because I worked for this. I worked for the opportunity to be able to do all the things I'm doing. I'm trying to get it, man. I'm trying to be everywhere I can be. Tomorrow's not promised. You know, I even said that last week when Yankee fans are talking about, oh, it's early, and they're trying to project into October. October's not promised to you. Man, be present. That's a message I can send today after we lost Mr. C yesterday. And as every night I talk to you guys and I say, man, live in the moment. Let's live in this when it's a win. Let's live in this and take it day by day, game by game, series by series, month to month. You can't fast forward your mind because you can't fast forward time. You got to go to sleep and wake up the next day. You got to work the next day. I feel like a lot of us try to project. A lot of us try to, even we were just talking about the hockey. So many people calling and saying what will and won't happen with the Rangers on. Nobody knows. Live in the moment. Be present in the moment. Be the best that you can in the moment with your job, with what you do, you know, with who you are in your family. You guys hear me talk about, and it's different now. When I first started with the fan, I didn't have a kid. When I first got on the fan, I was going to a bunch of games, and I wasn't checking with my wife. Like, I just didn't have to. Wasn't that type of thing. My wife kind of knew the deal. Obviously, my wife being with me for all these years or whatnot, she knows how I just dip off and go to the game. She goes, too. She doesn't want to go unless we're in the suite or Legends. I get it. But, you know, now, like, I thought about going to this game yesterday. I'm glad I didn't go. But I have conversations with my wife about, like, what time are you getting home from your job? What are we doing for dinner? What needs to be done? What conversations do we need to have about bills or plans? And, like, you know, my son's birthday, his first birthday is coming up this weekend. We have stuff we got to talk about and plan and do. I can't go to the stadium. And me personally, like, I went to the game Tuesday, driving from Jersey. I do not like to leave any later than 5 o'clock. Because if you do, then you're really cutting it close with first pitch and, like, getting in and getting settled. 4 o'clock is really my cutoff. But had to wait for wifey to get home. Somebody's got to take care of the baby. And, you know, there's only so much time to do the, like, little things, man. Like, I love my wife coming home and seeing my son react to her. I already, like, you know, have gotten really used to the whole bedtime routine and, like, that whole thing. And it's just a crazy experience. So what I'm trying to say here before we go to break is, man, love yours, love your life, love the people around you. What you're allowed to do every day, what you can do every day, because life is not promised, and it always takes us losing someone suddenly. Like yesterday, we lost DJ Mr. C at 57 years old. I even saw, you know, Peter Rosenberg today. He was live on the other station doing his show. He had to tap out. And he tweeted out something along the lines like, I'm sorry, guys, I can't continue the show. Yeah, because he's someone in radio that I'm sure was friends with Mr. C and been around Mr. C. And I'm sure somebody listening is or was friends with Mr. C or worked with Mr. C. So, again, RIP to Mr. C, someone who didn't know me from anywhere. But the first time I got on this radio station, he called in to kind of give me a pat on the back, some words of encouragement. Never got to actually meet the guy. And he also was working right here in the building. I forgot about that. They sent a message out to everybody that works here at Odyssey WFAN, because he was with 94.7 The Block doing some stuff. So it's tough. I definitely, I put some stuff out on my Twitter and Instagram, and I wanted to give him more time than I did in the beginning of the show. I started off my show with the RIP, and, you know, before we take this break here, I'm just sending the message out, man, live every day. Every day is not promised. I know you guys have heard me speak about my brother, and it has broken me down on the radio, because losing my brother suddenly like I did is the worst thing that ever happened to me. And when I see it happen to other people, it hurts. But that's the reality of life. You know, life is the gift and the curse. The gift is that you have life. The curse is that you're going to go. We're all going to go. Death is promised. So, man, live your life to the fullest. Keith McPherson on the fan. Call me up at 877-337-6666. My show ends in like 25 minutes. We will be right back.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Full windup by Clemens. And a swung on hit high in the air, deep to center field, way back. It may go. Gone! A grand slam! a grand slam. Mike Piazza.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Big Pimpin', spending cheese. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Less than 20 minutes ago on my show, Keith McPherson on The Fan. Thanks for joining me for another KM to 2 a.m. Join me later on today at 7 p.m. for a five-hour KM to AM where we're going to talk about everything from the Yankees, Mets, to the Islanders, Rangers, and the Giants, Jets getting ready for the draft in 2 weeks. Let's go back to the phone. Ben is in East Village. What's up, Ben? You're on The Fan.
Yo, Keith. So, I got something for you. We love Soto. The team is stacked. But how does this affect the mentality of the leaders? Judge is a humble dude, but I know that he feels like some of his shine is being stolen from Soto. And I think that Rizzo and Stanton feel the same thing. So, these guys, how are they going to deal with this?
Stanton's dealing with it great. I don't think Stanton feels any type of thing is being stolen from him. Stanton is probably playing the best out of the guys you mentioned. Rizzo, he's just got to get it together with his glove, and he could be better at the plate. But
But I saw something with I saw like a fly ball that Soto caught that Rizzo went out for, and there's usually like some banter back and forth between the guys.
I got it. Or calling a guy off, or who's supposed to get it.
Soto said something to Rizzo, and usually it's like they look back at each other and like laugh or something. But from the fan, but
I don't know. I wouldn't make too much of it. I saw Oswaldo Cabrera running where there was a ball that Volpe should have caught, and I think Rizzo said something to him like, hey, Volpe's a shortstop, he's supposed to call, whatever. But I don't think it's a matter of shine. I think these guys want to win. There was a video that Justin Shackle was in that the Yankees put out. I think I retweeted it, and what you saw was Rizzo, Judge, I think it was Rizzo, Judge, Verdugo, Volpe, Soto comes in, Cole is in the dugout. Like, they're just happy to be in Yankee Stadium in the pinstripes as the New York Yankees, as a first-place team, 10-2 when they were talking. I don't think they're worried so much about shine. When you talk about Judge,
wanted this. It's like subconscious,
Sure. It's certainly a change in tone and mentality from the years before, but they want to win. You need alphas. You need
alpha dogs. Soto gets done.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Ben. I'll say this. Last year, Aaron Judge was looking out of the dugout in Kauffman Stadium, home of the Kansas City Royals, and he had this look on his face like he was disgusted, like he was disappointed, like he was upset, like this was not good enough. And he knew it wasn't good enough because he knew there were guys in that clubhouse that didn't belong. The New York Yankees don't have names on the back of their jerseys, because they're supposed to be so famous that everyone knows who they are. They don't need name tags. Last year, I was at a couple games where multiple people were like, who's number 24? Oh, that's Willie Calhoun. Who's that wearing them? Like, I can't even remember some of these guys' numbers. Franchi Cordero, Jake Bowers, Ben Rortvedt, Billy McKinney, Greg Allen. There were a lot of bums, a lot of journeymen, a lot of spring training invites that were relied on. And that was Cashman thinking, we're paying Judge this much, we're paying Cole this much, we're paying Stanton this much. I got to try and finesse and finagle my way to making a roster here. It didn't work. Judge in spring training talked about, Verdugo's a guy I've had my eye on for a while now. He's over there in Boston. And, they found a way to go make a trade and go get Alex Verdugo with Judge's stamp of approval. Judge himself said, Juan Soto's arguably the best left-handed hitter, one of the best hitters in baseball. Happy to have him. He's happy to have some help. He doesn't want to have to carry the team, because when you have to carry the team and the team fails, all of the blame falls on your shoulders. And then people can run with their narratives of, oh, Aaron Judge can't get it done in the playoffs. Yeah, because he just had to hit 62 home runs, bat in 131 runs, and have a ridiculous OPS. The guy almost won the Triple Crown. He powered that team. He powered that offense alone. He doesn't have to do it alone anymore. He doesn't even have to do it. They're winning without him. Aaron Judge has literally had his worst start to a season in his major league career this year. And they're tying the best start in the franchise history at 10-2. A couple of mistakes here and there, and Marcus Stroman not having it. They lost the game tonight, last night. So what? It is what it is. This looks right. This feels right. The Yankees are supposed to have a bunch of guys, a bunch of dogs, a bunch of alpha dogs. Sully's in Franklin Square. What's up, Sully? You got it next.
Keith, man, how you doing? I'm a big fan.
Thanks. I'm all right. Thanks for calling in.
Suffering Cowboy fan such as yourself. I was calling in, you know, about the Yankee lineup. And, you know, it's funny. Boone goes out there and he's like, oh, yeah, in 10 years, both of you be leading off. I mean, I kind of had a feeling he was alluding to changing that lineup. And sure enough, I wake up today and find out that's true. But, you know, other than that, Torres, yeah, he's been driving me nuts. And then they're saying he's trying to get him going. I mean, at the end of this year, do you think we'll even have Torres? You know, like,
no, I don't think Glaber will be back. I think what he's
I think it makes sense. You know, because just like you said, you believe in consistency. Might as well start that consistency right now. You know, I mean, Volpe is so unbelievable. I can't believe how he just. He's so different from last year.
Yeah, and you don't have a little. You don't have a little fear that putting him at the top of the order, having him start off the game against everybody's ace, like you don't think that could potentially cool him off and change his hot start?
It's almost like how they brought him up. They were like, oh, you know how they kidded around with him? They're like, yeah, we feel like he got a lot to learn, and you know, they almost made him feel like he wasn't coming up. And then they're like, yeah, I feel like you should learn over here. Yeah, it's almost like that's.
I don't know. Right, yeah, I've been on record saying I don't like what they did with Volpe last year. They brought him up, yeah. Said they weren't sending him down, gave him the shortstop job. Well, he won the shortstop job in training camp, but made him the shortstop and asked him to do a lot. They asked him to bat ninth, seventh, sixth, lead off last year.
I think he's gonna persevere, man. I think he's the lead off.
I think he can do it. I obviously don't think Gleyber Torres is a leadoff hitter, but, man, I just wanted to see it keep going. This guy is playing at an all-star level. He was leading the league in batting average last week. Like, I just wanted to see him continue to perform batting sixth or seventh in the bottom half of the lineup for, like, give it a month. They couldn't even give it a month. They couldn't give it. They gave it three series. In the at the end of the fourth series, they put him at the leadoff spot, and
yeah.
I don't know. It's fine. It's I mean, the future is now.
He was our best hitter last year, but I mean that's not saying much.
Gleyber Torres last year, exactly. Like it's not saying much. You were the best hitter on a 500 ball club that missed the postseason last year. So what? I don't know. The fact that Boone said they did this, and it wasn't so much about Volpe's success. Right? I would have rather them say he earned it. I would have rather them say Volpe has been playing so well, he deserves to have more of that. Instead, they said it was to get Gleyber Torres going. Today, he didn't get going. I have no interest in getting Gleyber Torres going. Like, they're winning without Gleyber Torres getting going.
Yeah, I'm interested to see where Gleyber goes next year. That's about it.
I mean, I have interest in Gleyber Torres getting going, but I don't have interest in changing the lineup to get him going. Get going, seeing the most pitches and having the most at-bats and having the first crack at it. You're a pro. You're 27 years old. You've been around long enough. You've led off before.
He's the most unclutch guy I've ever seen, too. It's crazy.
I've seen him be clutch. I've seen him walk games off. I've seen him hit games, home runs to win in games, game-winning hits. But he's not a leadoff hitter.
After 19, I haven't been that excited about Torres. I mean,
no, because he's kind of a bonehead. He's kind of there's too many times where he just does bonehead stuff.
Yeah. Oh, listen, Keith, I got to get going, actually. I have something going on. I'm still at work. So, now, I'm always listening, man.
Yeah, thanks for checking in, Sully. Appreciate it. Get back to it. 877-337-6666 again. And shout out to Ryan, who I know is going to listen to this show and write for the, you know, WFAN.com and the Twitter. My take is going back to two things with Volpe as a leadoff hitter. Last year, I said they did him a disservice. They didn't do him any favors by bringing him up and not just leaving him as the nine hitter. Oh, bat ninth, bat seventh, bat sixth, now leadoff. It was his first year seeing major league pitching, and he did not have the proper development in the minors. And you surrounded him with bums. So when they were looking for an identity without Judge, he was asked to be the superstar, and he did have grand slams and walk-offs and hit over 20 home runs and steal over 20 bases and win the gold glove. He did rise to the occasion some on a 500 ball club. But this year, I had hoped that they learned from last year, and him having success right out of the gate, batting in the lower half of the lineup, that they would be content enough with that to say, stay there. Keep doing what you're doing, kid. We see you. Yep. Yep. Keep doing it. Continue. And then today, they got cute after, well, Aaron Boone got cute. And I do believe that Boone is making the decision. I do think that Boone has final say on the lineup. I do think that Boone has decisions to put Dennis Santana in. I do think Boone has a decision to sit Oswaldo down after making the decision to keep him in every day. I think that in the last year of his contract, with his job on the line, they're absolutely giving him more leash to make the final call. But if you meet the media on Tuesday before the game and they ask you about Volpe, and that's what it is. It's outside pressure. So many people, well, Volpe's going to be a leadoff hitter. Oh, my, you see Volpe? You see his OPS? You see his batting average? You see how many pitches he's taking? You see the difference a year makes? He's got to be the leadoff hitter. He's got to be the leadoff hitter. He's got to be the leadoff hitter. That outside pressure came in, too, when, I don't know, IKF sucked, but you told us IKF was the best shortstop around. You told us he was one of the best fielding shortstops in the league, and then we get to the ALCS, and you play Oswald Peraza over him. I thought you said there were metrics that show that he's one of the best defensive shortstops. You know what I'm saying? That outside pressure to change the lineup in the postseason. Let's move Harrison Bader around. Okay, all of a sudden, Harrison Bader's leading off in October. He doesn't even know. I see a report from Lauren Shahadi that she passes Harrison Bader in a hallway and says, oh, good luck tonight. You're leading off. And he's like, what? He didn't know. Outside pressure. I think A-Rod said something in a post game about who should be leading off or not being where, and they made moves like that. Man, stick to what you were doing. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. And it wasn't broke, and they fixed it. And they fixed it in the name of getting Gleyber Torres going. Gleyber Torres didn't get going, so what did it do? Now, what it did was make you not be able to go back to Gleyber Torres as the leadoff hitter. Now, Anthony Volpe, who started off hot, if he cools off over the weekend, we're going to come in here on Monday, and the narrative is going to be, oh, well, maybe the Yankees moved him to the leadoff spot too soon. Oh, Boone said in 10 years he'd be at the top of the... I don't want to see the kid struggle. I don't want to see the kid cool off. He clearly changed his stance. He changed his bat path. He changed what he's swinging at. He matured. He grew up. And I also think there's something to the fact that these pitchers have to throw him strikes after going through Gleyber Torres, Juan Soto, Aaron Judge, Anthony Rizzo, excuse me, Giancarlo Stanton, Alex Verdugo. You know? 877-337-6666. I need some water. I just got the, like, I don't even know what that is. I guess you just get a dry mouth and throat. This is a job. You better be drinking water. You better have some water on deck. As many words as we have to say, as many things as we got to do, you know, conversations we got to have. Got to have some water on deck. I hate when I'm listening to either radio or TV and someone's had either too much water or not enough water. You can tell sometimes when someone hasn't had enough to drink and their mouth, it's like smacking. Sorry, for I know it's like that's the worst. Like whoever's listening with their headphones in right now, like, no, I'm not trying to hear that, bro. I hate when I hear that. It's like, yo, get a sip of water or turn their mic down a little bit. But yeah, all in all, Volpe should be the leadoff hitter the rest of the year then. It is what it is. And if Volpe does not hit 300 and he sinks back down to being a 200 hitter, well, maybe you jumped the gun. Maybe you got cute. The analogy I made was you dudes, when you start dating a girl and things are going good and you're kind of taking her to the same restaurants and doing the Netflix and chill and going for walks in the park and doing the same little things, and then you want to get cute. Now you want to bring her over and, oh, what are we doing tonight? You break out the big chest from under the bed. Now you want to show her all your collector's items. You got all 150 Pokemon. You got every trade-em card, and you still have Pokemon Red. And then she's like, wait, what are we doing? We never kicked it at your mom's house and went through your Pokemon collection. Stick to what got you here. I want to go out and eat. I want to go to the park. I want to go to the movies. I don't want to play video games with you. You're doing too much now. So, it's one game. Maybe Volpe leads off in Ohio and gets right back to doing what he's supposed to do. 877-337-6666. Carl in Washington Heights on The Fan in New York. What's up?
Yo, so these catches are cutting it for us. You know, like, I love calling up the kids and everything. Chirino was dope, like, a couple of years ago, but it's just flat right now. So
yeah, you're not getting anything.
Trying to be heroes.
Yeah. And he's a rookie. He just got here. Thanks for the call, Carl. Loopy on the late night. Chris is at home. And if C-Mac, if you're under the weather, get ready for whatever calls are coming in. Fleeks, is there a dump button available from home? No, right?
Nah, it's only
There's
the
no way. So you'll be ready for it. I've had to hit the dump button 3 times tonight.
I was here for 2 of them, so we just dumped 2 of the 3 we have available.
So C-Mac, get ready for that. Loopy on the late night. If you get calls, it's been a little bit
slow. Has the fever. He might be the one that's loopy.
Oh, man. So in closing here, the Yankees lose, but they're 10-3. They're in first place. They're getting on the road, and they got to get going with guys like Gleyber Torres and Judge, and we hope that the catchers can chip in and add some offense as well. But all in all, you know, guys like Soto and Volpe and Verdugo and Stanton have been enough. The pitching has been really good. Starting pitching, and they're mixing and matching with the bullpen, and they're going to be better than fine. I think they're going to keep winning. I think they can beat the Guardians, and I think that's a good matchup between 2 first-place teams with 3 losses. We'll see what the Mets do in this rubber match early today against the Braves. We're going to wait to see what happens with the Celtics, who they play or don't play, because clearly they don't want any smoke with the Knicks. We're getting closer to that Islanders-Rangers matchup, and we're 2 weeks away from the NFL draft. I have a 5-hour show. That's pretty much what we're going to be talking about later on today. So if you want to call in to join C-Mac's show, he's coming up next. I'm interested to hear his thoughts and takes and perspective on the Yankees' loss today. Everything from Judge struggling to batting Volpe leadoff for whatever reason today was the day, to Marcus Stroman not having his command, walking guys, giving it up 1 bad inning, some errors, the Yankees being up there in the league, leading the league with errors, and but still finding a way to win, still being dogs. And this season now, starting to pick up steam. We're going into the 5th series. The Yankees have not lost a series. They beat the Astros. They beat the Diamondbacks. They beat the Blue Jays. They beat the Marlins. Let's see what they do coming up next. And let's try not to fast forward to October. We can't. No one can. Enjoy the day and the time. Again, RIP Mr. C. Enjoy your life. Live your life. And be thankful for it. That's all I got, man. I got to drive home, try to sleep, and then head to Paterson, New Jersey for the Muth Museum ribbon cutting. And then I got some podcasts to do, an interview to do, and then I'll come right back here for a five-hour KM to AM. Hopefully something happens in the world of sports news, not just games. Maybe we'll get some news. Maybe something cool will happen with one of our local teams that'll be what we talk about later on tonight. All right, that's all I've got. Thanks for listening. Again, the phones are wide open. Dial now, 877-337-6666, so you can join C-Mac Show. He's coming up next. I'm out. Bye.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM.